Sidney Outlaw is an acclaimed American baritone whose career intersects beautifully with the world of Baroque music. He traces his deep-seated passion for music back to his formative years in Brevard, North Carolina, where he grew up in a musical family and a vibrant community he still loves. He tells MusaScribe that he had a journey toward a career in opera and classical music that was built on a secret discovery. For years, Outlaw's family wasn't aware of his singing talent. His mother first discovered his remarkable voice when he was about 12 years old, when she overheard him singing with intense passion in his room while listening to CDs, a moment that left him embarrassed, at least at first. Before finding his voice, he was active in elementary school plays where community members recall seeing his star potential even then. At Brevard High School, he was a multifaceted musician, serving as a drum major and playing the French horn for years under the direction of Dr. Robert Palmer. He actually grew up singing in church, and he says that despite his classical music success, he was a kid from the 90s, heavily influenced by R&B and hip-hop artists like Erykah Badu. He often compares the storytelling and continuous flow of those 90s albums to the compositions of Wagner, finding common ground in how they narrate the human experience. Outlaw is widely praised for his deep, rich timbre and commanding stage presence. Critics from the New York Times and San Francisco Chronicle describe him as a terrific singer and an opera powerhouse. He rose to international attention after winning the grand prize at the Montserrat Caballé International Song Competition in 2010. He's performed with major U.S. opera companies and symphony orchestras and excelled in notable operatic roles, including Don Giovanni, Figaro, and Salieri in Rimsky-Korsakov's piece, Mozart and Salieri. Outlaw has had a long-time collaboration with pianist Warren Jones, and his appearances with symphonies performing Baroque masterworks like Handel's Messiah are a highlight of his career. Outlaw's versatility allows him to move fluidly between and among Baroque, classical, and contemporary repertoire, and he's seen as a compelling interpreter of a wide range of works from different musical eras. He's performed Baroque works in both concert and stage settings, and his connection to Handel is especially notable. He's appeared as a soloist in Handel's Messiah with ensembles such as the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra and Jacksonville Symphony. We're hearing a Naxos recording of Messiah with Outlaw and the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. His vocal qualities, clarity, agility, and expressive depth align well with Baroque performance demands, which emphasize ornamentation, rhetorical phrasing, and emotional immediacy. His training and stylistic range allow him to bring a modern yet historically sensitive approach to Baroque interpretation. And he will bring Handel, Bach, and more to the University of Scranton this weekend as the performance music series there continues. And he will be joined by the distinguished organist, Christopher Johnson. Cheryl Boga is founder and artistic director of performance music at the university, and Janelle Decker is executive director. And they stopped in to introduce us to these stellar musicians.
The whole area owes Covenant Presbyterian Church, because first they brought Tim Smith, and then they took Tim Smith's recommendation to follow him with Chris Johnson, and they rebuilt the organ for Tim, because they had Tim, so of course they would take Tim's, right? Having these guys for us a block and a half away, getting to know Chris, he's just a joy and has become such a good friend personally and to our department. And he's so much fun, and he's such a great organist. That thing he did last semester on Halloween, that was a barn burner. At first, he hairy eyeballed me when I said themes of death, transfiguration, and resurrection. But then he dug into that, and it was genius programming. It was. So I called him, and I said, hey, because we like to try to have something with a guest artist if we can, or else a major choral work with the organ every semester at least once. I called him, and I said, I want to do something with a singer, and I have a couple of people in mind, but I'd like to do it with organ. And so if they don't have an organist they can bring, what do you, because he is that level. You know, you can offer him to say, okay, so if you'd like, we have an organist that can do this with you. And he said, oh, I know a singer, and he's great, and I just worked with him. I said, who is it? And he said, Sydney Outlaw. I was like, are you kidding? Would he come here? And he said, I'll call you back in 5 minutes. And Chris knows our thing. Whoever Chris brings in is A-okay with us, right?
At any time.
So we have Chris Johnson and Sydney Outlaw, voice and organ.
Yes, Chris, bringing to us Sydney Outlaw. I know I speak for myself and Boga. We are super excited to welcome him to our stage at the Houlihan McLean Center. He is a Grammy-nominated baritone, internationally acclaimed concert artist and opera singer, having prize roles such as Don Giovanni and Figaro. He's known for his powerful and forthright sound, and I'm especially looking forward to hearing this combined with Chris Johnson, not only at the organ, but yes, Boga, also the harpsichord should be coming out for this.
We're pretty sure, yeah.
And piano. So Chris will be showing his multi-keyboard talents.
Chris also is virtuosic on flute and viola. You know, if he had five more hands, he could tour by himself. He's in demand, playing all over New York as well as here. So he does a lot of driving. And he's a member of a chamber ensemble, Equilo, in Germany. He's also a pilot. And he speaks German, Norwegian, and Egyptian Arabic. He's incredible. He's also such fun to make music with, to talk with. He's got just enough snark to be funny but never mean. And we love having him here. So thanks, Covenant, for bringing him. And Sydney Outlaw, he got a Grammy nomination last year, the year before, I think, for his role as Apollo in the Naxos recording. And I don't usually like B.O., but that 1922 opera trilogy, when I heard the recording with him as Apollo, I was sold. I was like, okay, maybe I need to go and re-listen to a lot of this guy's stuff because he made it come alive. He was also showcased on another Grammy-nominated album, Black Pierrot.
So that's in recital, Sydney Outlaw, baritone voice, and Christopher Johnson, keyboards, Saturday, February 28th, 7:30 p.m. at the Houlihan McLean Center, corner of Mulberry Street and Jefferson Avenue, downtown Scranton. Admission is free.
We had a conversation with Cheryl Boga, founder and artistic director of performance music at the university, and just then Janelle Decker, who is executive director. They are each conductors, and they were talking with us about this Saturday's concert, February 28th, featuring baritone Sydney Outlaw and keyboard performer organist Christopher Johnson. And the program will feature this work, The Trumpet Shall Sound, and other arias from Handel's Messiah. And also highlights from the B minor Mass of Bach and more. For more information on the web, it's scranton.edu/music. The concert will take place at 7:30 this Saturday evening in the Houlihan McLean Center, and that's at the corner of Mulberry Street and Jefferson Avenue in downtown Scranton. It is free, and you are welcome to attend. scranton.edu/music.